With his band The Rumour, Graham Parker has been releasing records since the late 70s as part of Britain's pub rock movement. His 1976 debut, Howlin' Wind, caught the punk rock wave, and he hit a commercial high point in 1981 with his acclaimed collection, Squeezing Out Sparks. Since then, he's released records regularly without great commercial impact while retaining his cult following. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Parker's new solo album called Your Country isn't among Parker's most consistent, but it contains a couple of his finest compositions.
Graham Parker commences his new album, Your Country, with a self-deprecating song called Anything for a Laugh. It's hard to know whether he means it. Parker has never been one to pander to a crowd for doing anything for a laugh. In fact, he's never evinced much of a sense of humor, a quality that's always knocked him down a rung or two in my ranking of pub and punk rockers. Parker has been most effective at bitter ruefulness, as when his problematic dealings with his late 70s label Mercury Records resulted, once he had fulfilled his contractual obligations, in the wonderfully splenetic song Mercury Poisoning. But these days, Parker, now in his 50s, is less mellow than resigned. Melancholy and evocations of the past are what he does best here on this song, Nation of Shopkeepers.
I come from a nation of shopkeepers. Accountants and bookkeepers, I run to the station with a...
That's Graham Parker evoking Winston Churchill's image of Britain as a nation of shopkeepers as a point of pride. Where most of my country is filled with his earnest but awkward attempts to approximate a kind of British country music synthesis, part Nick Lowe, part George Jones, a song like Nation of Shopkeepers is striking for its precise details about Parker's life in the 1970s. This former gas station attendant remembers what it was like to get dressed up in what were then fashionable items, such as the pointy-toed boots, whose slang name was brothel creepers.
Yeah, I come from a nation of shopkeepers.
There's another tune on this album called Queen of Compromise, and on too many songs here, Parker is a prince of compromise, nudging himself half-heartedly into honky-tonk rhythms. There's only one other really first-rate song on this album. It's called Things I've Never Said. It's a complete success as a bit of faux country, complete with pedal steel guitar, and gets at what sounds like a middle-aged man's true regret.
If I could bring the sky a little closer to the ground and make the world turn round a little slower, if I could prise the lid off of this weight that holds me down and understand her heart and really know her. I love her cold and dead. I can't
kiss my empty head. If only I could say the things I've never said.
On an album that finds Graham Parker crooning a terribly maudlin version of the Grateful Dead's already mawkish Sugar Ree, an original like Things I've Never Said stands out all the more. As a piece of meticulous moodiness, a statement of self-blame scrubbed clean of self-pity. If only Parker had said things like this much more often in the past, he might not be regretting his lot in life so much now.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Graham Parker's new CD, Your Country. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross.